Oh, Cleveland, 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 Cleveland.
Wait a minute,
Cleveland.
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
The
wait,
land.
Wait,
the Indians.
Wait.
What?
This is how you open the show?
Don't take it personal, Sib. I got
no,
work to do.
I'm taking it personally now. No.
You don't have to take it personal, Sib.
I'm taking it personally. I am.
I told you beginning of the season that this was going to happen. You know, Sib. Okay, so we didn't let you score. Now, that was too much.
Who we, Kimo Sabe?
I'm with the Cleveland Indians. I'm with Cleveland.
Where were you in the lineup last night?
On the bandwagon.
Oh.
And on the bandwagon.
Oh, my God.
The Fly Jock and his good luck charm, Kim Whitley. And tonight, game two, if it doesn't rain out. Sybil.
And still a believer. Go Cubs. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Try.
J. Anthony.
No?
Hot sauce.
No?
No?
Hmm.
He's in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was commiserating with me last night.
It's Wednesday.
Let's take a loved one to the doctor day.
Yes, yeah, Sip.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and it's supposed to rain tonight. In fact, they are moving the game up an hour to try to make it before the rain hits.
So it's 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. The game is supposed to start now as a result of this big rain that's expected. Sometime after that.
And cold. I didn't think this thing through, Sib.
Well, when was the last time you went to a Major League Baseball game?
I haven't been to a Major League Baseball game. Oh,
20
I can't
years.
Remember.
Well, when did I you throw out the pitch? When did you throw out the pitch?
Oh, yeah. That was less than 20 years ago.
Okay.
So it's been a long time.
It's been a minute.
It's been a long time. And that was the summer, not the postseason.
It was the middle of
never,
summer, yeah.
I've never been to a World Series. I've been to every major event you can imagine, but I haven't been to a World Series.
This will be
I didn't
first.
Realize that till I, yeah, this is my first. Okay. Yeah. But I didn't think about the, I don't know why. I know it's October. I know it's Cleveland.
Did you know it was outside?
And I knew it was outside.
You did.
Okay. I just got caught up, Sib. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you just get caught up.
Yeah.
Oh, you know,
yeah,
and you all pushing me all the time with this jinx thing. And, you know, I'm always trying to prove that I'm not the jinx that you all claim I am. And I keep, you know, delivering championships. By the way.
Oh, my God.
By the way, I'm in New York, and LeBron and the Cavaliers came here and just beat the mess out of the New York Knicks.
Well, they didn't come there. It was in Cleveland.
It was in Cleveland?
Yeah.
That's right. They had the ring ceremony.
Yeah, they raised the banner and the ring. They got their rings last night and stomped them on their own territory, yeah.
But the Knicks did lose. Who did they lose to?
The Knicks lost to Cleveland.
Oh, they played them. I'm so confused.
I know.
I'm so confused.
I know. And you think that you're the one that stayed up too late to watch a game.
I've been beat up so many times, you know. Y'all beat me up so bad.
They're so bad. But it's going to be a better game tonight for Chicago. They just needed to, you know, just get the nerves out. But
yeah,
I got to tell you.
Huh?
And everybody has said this, that Cleveland is a complete team, and they showed it last night with their pitching. That Kluber guy, oh, my gosh. And
you're not going to give me any credit?
No. And the hitting was really good, too. I mean, scored six.
And me and Kim Whitley?
No answers. No, not at all.
Me and Kim?
But
I wonder if Kim's going to protect me from the rain and the cold.
You can't be serious. There's no protection in baseball?
Kim,
for a man by a woman?
Yes.
Really?
Okay. Not just any woman.
Oh my God.
Whitley got the...
Oh, my God.
She's got protection.
Yeah.
She can...
Okay,
she
Donald
can
Trump. Over here, Donald Trump. Over
she
here.
She can shield me from...
Look over here, Donald Trump.
She can shield me from the rain and the cold. Yeah.
Amy from HR is on line 1 and 2 now.
Man. Felt good last night.
What was good?
The win. The win, Sip. Okay. You know? And what you going to say about tonight?
They're going to win.
Okay. And tomorrow?
When they don't win,
what are you going to say? You're going to work on that, huh?
No, I don't have to work on it. I'm going to ask you what game you saw, because the Cubs are going to come back and win tonight. Come on. What?
Okay.
This party ain't over. This is the first game, and they haven't been in 70 years. And those kids, I mean, their grandparents weren't even alive the last time the Cubs were in a World Series. So, no. No, you get nothing. It's going to be tied up when we talk this time tomorrow.
Okay.
And they'll take it back to Chicago Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Did you and Jay text last night?
Yes, we text.
You did?
We text.
And what y'all say about me? Huh? What y'all say?
He asked me if I saw you, and I said, I said no, that you're not coming to Cleveland till tonight. And then we talked about what a jinx you are for Chicago. Because I have it figured out.
What a jinx I am for Chicago.
Yeah.
Because, what you got figured out?
Because you know how you like to have a win-win situation? Like when you have two black teams playing each other, you consider it a win and a loss. And a loss, yeah. Okay. But here's the way I think you're looking at this whole Cleveland-Chicago thing. If Cleveland wins, then you'll say you did your work.
Delivered another championship.
When Chicago wins, you will say that it was the reverse psychology of the jinx and that you were actually for Chicago all along. But you knew, just to hedge your bet, that you were going to go for Cleveland and see.
Now you sound like Trump, saying that the election is rigged before the election.
I also know the way you think. Okay.
Now you sound like Trump.
Okay.
Whining about it.
It's not rigged. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying you have this figured out how you're going to answer the questions to all of this.
Sip, you turned into Trump.
No, don't. Hey, it's bad enough. It's bad enough you are doing this to my Cubs. Don't ever compare me to Donald Trump.
You know I got you on that one. No, you didn't.
Why don't you call your girl Kim and have her come in and sit in and take this abuse? No. No. Uh-uh.
Kim's coming up this morning.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Let her say.
Yeah.
Come on. This is how you think. You and Donald Trump are closer than you know. I'm telling you. You got this all figured out.
Sip.
No.
Yes, you just did it. You just proved my point. Mm-mm. You did. You started whining. You want some cheese?
Okay. You wait and see. Great. This is you, Tom. You can spin it all you want because we're getting dizzy, but this is the way you think.
Okay.
Come on. Nice. What else you got?
What else you got? I'm winning.
Okay, Charlie Sheen.
I'm winning. What else you got? Coming up this morning on the Big Show.
I got a winning team.
ABC anchor Elizabeth Vargas is next. She's got a book talking about her addiction and working ABC. Elizabeth Vargas. Plus, coming up, Mayor William Bell of Birmingham. We're going to Birmingham tomorrow for the Classic. And CeCe Winans is coming up this morning. Get Well Wednesday, coming up on the TJMS.